The idea came from the fact that the 5-year-old daughter is willing to drive all kinds of vehicles. He packs on a motorcycle. He wants to drive the car. He stays in the tractor with his grandparents, etc. So I decided to build something for her that would allow to develop certain habits of the driver and provide a dose of adrenaline and child's fun. The idea fell on a go-kart. However, the noise or the risk of being scalded by an internal combustion engine, the lack of my control over the stopping of such a vehicle in an emergency, prompted me to switch to an electric drive. Remote, radio disconnection of such a drive seems to be easier. It is also possible to regulate the speed or acceleration. There are no special assumptions about power or speed. While searching OLX, I found a go-kart close to my place of residence. Unfortunately, it turned out that it was in parts, and the fact that I bought it was the biggest mistake during the whole construction. Few things fit. I got a pile of parts from the seller, probably of various designs, heavily damaged and often thrown away. The frame was already powder-coated black, which was not quite okay. I had a lot of welding modifications to do, so I will have to repaint it anyway. The first move was the cutting of the internal combustion engine. Seat and steering wheel supports. I wanted the seat and the steering wheel to be centrally located in relation to the frame and not, as in the exhaust fumes, moved away from the vehicle axis. The drive was to be installed centrally behind the driver's seat. Also, trivial things like painstaking cleaning of elements, then painting them orange, because that's what my daughter chose, or printing some of the items took a long time. I will use 2 2.2-kilowatt series shunt motors for the drive. They have one huge drawback. Their S2 performance characteristics are 1.2 min at S3 equals 4%. Previously, they worked in battery-powered palletizing trucks, driving hydraulic lifting pumps. So it will be necessary to add forced cooling. During the tests, it turned out that the motors heat up the most around the commutator. So that's what I'm going to focus on and cut openings in the cover. Additionally, forcing the airflow with the fan. I placed the motors opposite to each other, which involved a slight modification of one of them so that it rotated in the opposite direction. Both, being identical, have CW speed X works. In my case, the change was to change the polarity of the stator windings. After a surprise modification, it turned out that the engine consumes twice the current at idle speed compared to the second engine. Suspicion fell on the brushes that were not torn in this direction. And probably, in fact, this was the reason, because after treating the brushes with sandpaper wound on the commutator and then several minutes of work at idle speed, the current decreased significantly, but it is still greater than its twin brother. At maximum speed, the engine without modifications consumes about 16 amps. Engine after modifications, about 22 amps. Perhaps still a cracked housing. And at the same time, the bearing housing is affected. It is already welded, but the tests are not done today. The motors will be mechanically coupled to each other. A gear rack will be installed on the clutch. The engine mounting block made as a monolith. In addition, a great place to screw the PWM controller housing. The engine block will be bolted to the rails of angles with the possibility of sliding for tensioning the chain. Driver only purchased on eBay. According to the manufacturer, 200 amps. We'll see. The aluminum housing is also to serve as a heatsink. Unfortunately, the controller's adjustment potentiometers are located on the same side as the originally installed piece of aluminum, the heatsink. It would be much better to screw the driver to the housing with a heatsink, but well, I'm going to choose an aluminum beam in such a size that after screwing the cover, it can still be screwed to the heatsink. Trouble opening, but a compromise must be found. The